You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
In our indigenous ways, we actually—I've actually been getting a lot of different kinds of emails from people. Some people are actually saying that Canada Day is to understand the history of Canadians that actually migrated into British Columbia, Canada, or migrated into other provinces. And to me, it's kind of funny because you look at it where people actually are—the Europeans discovered the Indians, so to speak. And the Indians discovered them, saying, "Hey, you're on our land." But they didn't really make a big deal about it, except the Europeans. But anyways, it's a lot of fun. Today, I'm not going to have any guests on. It's just me. I'm doing psychic mediumship. And those who are actually interested in calling in, the toll numbers are actually toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And the other, this is for the Canada and the U.S. is 888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. And international callers, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Welcome to the room. We got here now, just getting this real locked on the mic. Here we go. And I'd like to welcome all those in the chat rooms. We have the BBS Red chat room and also the Pal Talk chat room. Our show is called Between Two Worlds Radio, and I'm a psychic medium and paranormal investigator. I'm talking a little bit fast today. I've had a long day. I've been working out back in my yard, building actually a grape arbor. And the grape arbor is for grapes. Go figure. It's quite high. Almost 11 feet tall, as far as the poles are concerned, and the grapes are going to grow up nicely. We've always wanted a grape arbor. I'm not into the wine part of it. The grapes are actually kind of cool to have. You can bring them in the house and eat them. They're really good. So something I've actually never had before is a grape arbor. I had some great friends that are friends of ours that are from the Yugoslavian country, and they gave us some little saplings, and we grew them, and they're about 3.5-4 feet tall now, so they're growing pretty quick. The weather is so strange, I'm telling you what it is, but the weather is very strange out here. It's hot and cold and hot, strange. Anyways, we got a caller calling in.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, my name is Frank, I'm from California.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I have a question. Are you ready for it?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Okay. I have a court date in September, but I do not have counsel, and I need counsel. Do you see or hear of any names or initials?
You have a court date in September, and you're looking for counsel?
Yes.
What type of counsel do you need? What kind of
court
date
is it? It's for an attorney. The court date is September 17th.
Oh, it's September. Okay. Let me see here. Do you need to seek counsel? You know what? I'm not getting anybody. I'm not feeling it. What is the type of counseling do you need in?
Basically, it's for an attorney. It's regarding my mother. She passed away, and one of the siblings took everything. My sister. So I need to take her to court to make everything right, because there's 7 assemblies.
Okay, I don't know what the court issue is between the American way and the Canadian way. I know the Canadian way. What you need, my friend, is what you call a litigation lawyer.
No, that's true. That's true. But I just wanted a reading.
Yeah.
See if you get a message from either the people from the other side that have passed.
Okay. Let me see here. See if I got your mom here. All right, is there a mom? Is your mom here? Your mom tells me she passed away very suddenly. I'm talking really quick. It wasn't what you call a lengthy illness. Does that make any sense?
She suffered, I think, for 7 or 8 or 7 months. Basically, my sisters hid her from me. But that's what I understood.
Your sister hid her from you?
Yes, they wouldn't let me see her for about 3 years. Basically, it's one of those things where elder abuse, and that's what I'm going after them for.
I'll tell you this right now, your mom tells me it was not a lengthy illness. So I think they knew somehow that your mom may be sick, but I don't think your mom was sick then. I think your mom became very ill quickly, I would say maybe within the month before she crossed over, but I'm not getting like 7 months.
Okay, because they were taking her to the hospital the last... since 2006, and then the last time she was in the hospital was, I think, early September 10th.
Yeah,
of last year.
With you, I'm not getting anything from your mom. As far as I'm only getting with your mom actually right now. She just gave me the headaches. I've got a funny feeling she had a heart issue, heart conditions. Like I'm being shown a heart issue,
yeah.
And I'm getting a tight band in my head. So this is, to me, it sounds like a stroke.
Yes, that's true, because they didn't want to. Let her get her operation to clear up her arteries.
Yes. Like I said, it was not an illness. Like I'm not saying what you call something that she suffered. She, your mom had this for a long time, but it wasn't considered a suffering. She just took it, coped with it.
Oh my God.
You know, she just coped with it. Your sister. Oh, well, if you think your sister's evil, I think what your sister may be doing is, here is something I need to share with you. What I get here from your mom, your sister thinks that you don't exist. Like she, for whatever it is, that she thinks you got everything she thinks you got everything and she got nothing. That's why she took stuff from you, from your mom. This is more like, what you call a self-centered sister that does not recognize a brother. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I have the family. She got marriage, but her marriage fell apart. She never could have kids, and I have kids, and my son and daughter are graduates from a major university.
Okay, so this is like jealousy on that part. That's why she said she got nothing and you got everything. That's why she's blaming you.
I didn't do nothing to her.
I know, but you know what? It's not you. She's been jealous of you since you were born. Is she an older sister or younger sister?
Yes, eldest sister.
I would say she's been jealous of you since you were born. You know what happens? Like, when you get the oldest being born and others are born after the oldest is not being spoiled, so to speak, or being getting enough attention from mom or dad, and when new ones are born in this world, sometimes parents don't realize that the oldest sometimes get pushed aside. I think your sister finally got fed up with it and said, well, if I can't get what I want in this world, I can just get to take everybody. She's mad. But she's also being told that your mom's saying that she's blaming your mom, too. So it's not just about you.
Okay.
Your dad's still here, isn't he?
No, he's gone. He's left. He passed away about 15 years. His name is Francisco.
your dad pass away, did your mom separate from him before passing?
Yes, you're right. They were divorced, yes, and they were separated, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. Okay. Okay. Your dad is near your mom, but they're not together in spirit, so to speak. Okay? They acknowledge each other, but they're not together. That's why I couldn't figure what that meant, how come they're separated. But your mother has a sister who's also in spirit. She was there, she passed before her.
Yes, her name is Armida.
Yeah, she's there already with her. Now, I don't know what it is regarding the theater, but somebody has the theater connection to the family. Like,
theater.
Your mother shows me theater, unless she enjoyed it a lot to do, like, live theater, go to live theater, but she's there. But she's with the family.
Yes, she did. She loved the plays, Swan Lake, the ballet, things like that.
Okay, that's where your mom is at right now. She likes to hang around, not as much the house. She's actually in the theater. She's actually in one of the theaters in your area that she goes to, and she visits it when there is a concert or someone's on the stage playing. And to me, it looks like a small theater, not very large. Now, is there a name by the name of Beaumont Theater, or the name Beaumont?
Yes, you're right. You're right. I've been out there to Beaumont, and there is the city hall, and there is a theater.
Okay, that's where your mom goes to. Okay, she hangs out there once in a while to go to the theater there. She must have gone there herself when she was young.
There's a lot of elderly people over there, a lot of old souls.
Okay. Your mom's letting you know that's where she's at. Your father, your dad's saying he's actually in Mexico. He's just enjoying his trip in Mexico. So for some reason, that's where he's enjoying his trips.
Yes, that's where he's from, originally in Durango.
Okay. That's where he is. That's where his energy goes to a lot. As far as your court date's concerned, have you elected a lawyer yet?
I had one. His name was Jarrett, but unfortunately he told me that he was going to resign from being my lawyer because there was 3 other wills my sisters forced my mother to do.
Your sister forged?
Yes. Because I'm getting more information, but it seems that there was medical records, which we never got that the first time. And they're so close between the will and the time that she was in the hospital. So we need to compare why they were there and what dosage of medication.
Did you say there's 3 wills?
Yes, there's 3 or 4 wills, yes.
Your mom's will, the original, your sister took it. Was there a tin box that your mom had a will in?
I think so. I think my sister still has it and she's hiding. She doesn't want to bring it out.
Well, that's the original will, and it did not mention her alone. Now, if your sister's holding that will, that is a federal offense. Okay? That is life in prison.
Yes.
If she doesn't expose that will, then she's going to go to jail for the rest of her life.
Yes, well, she's hiding it, and I have no way of getting it unless I break in and get it.
No, then you're considered as the thief. But you know what you can do? Just listening here, what they're telling me to say. They're saying file a subpoena for her to come to court, and she has to produce the original will. Because your mom, and you know what? Your mom's got a security deposit box. Your mom said security, so it means that she's got a bank, security deposit box. I don't think your sister even knows that it exists. See, your mom may have a bank account that she can't access from your sister. So I think you need to find out where your mom's bank accounts are, because basically I think there's something there that your mom's got that your dad, that your sister has not seen yet. I would check that out.
Yes, it's Union Bank. I have some checks I gave to my mother, and she stamped them. And some of them also have a Union Bank with my sister's name on them.
Okay. That's harsh. I've got a funny feeling you may be going alone in this one, to court.
With no attorney?
With no attorney. Why, and I'll tell you why, because you've got a better chance than you do with an attorney. Because you pretty well know it, but try to treat it like a court. Make sure you've got everything down by dates. Anything that you've ever come across that belonged to your mom, bring it to court. And let the judge know that there are three, wills, but the original one your mom, what your mom showed you or may have showed you is the true one, and the one that your sister's got is not the true one. It actually is forgery. You have to let the courts know that it's a forgery, that she made it up herself, not your mother, and that she needs to be, and you're requiring the courts to charge her for, I think there's a name for that. It's, one is forgery, but it's, what's that word? It's,
misrepresentation?
No, it's more than that. It's a federal offense. It's actually, it's life in prison. It's, it's on the tip of my tongue. My God, I can't remember what it's called. It's almost like, for example, it's almost like tax. Like, let's put it this way. Your mom's taxes have to be checked out, okay? When she passes away, the tax people have to go through everything first. If nothing balances, then there's something wrong. The tax people have to find out about the will, too. They have to see what's going on. If your sister produces a wrong will, she's in deep trouble.
Okay, because I looked at the copies of the will. They have different contrasts.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't sound right. Something's not right. If you ever go to another lawyer, get yourself a woman lawyer, a female lawyer, because I feel that she's female, not male.
Because I have talked to a gentleman named Silvio, another gentleman named Russell. He's looking.
You need
at
a lawyer that is Jewish. Why am I saying that? I'm not even Jewish. You need a Jewish lawyer. Sometimes you can't just get names of who the person should be, but they're a Jewish lawyer. You get a Jewish lawyer, they are so solid, they'll make sure that you get everything taken care of. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And yeah. My brother, Anthony, was he approached from my sister to be paid off?
I got no. There's something going on here that you need to fix. I'm sorry to say, my friend, but you got to get something fixed here, because I don't think not everything is actually set into play.
Yes, my dad screwed everything up.
Well, you know what? It's not really your dad that screwed things up. Just that thing, your mother just never tried to fix things after your father passed. It's not just your father's fault. It's your mother never followed through for what your dad had done when he passed away. It's not the fault of a parent. It's just how things go in life.
Yes.
There's no sense trying to accuse your father and saying, well, I hate him for what you've done. Your dad passed, and then you know, whatever conditions were that you went through because your mom had to deal with it. Your mom had to learn, you had to learn how to overcome the loss and learn to work through things, even if it's through financial issues, emotional issues, mental issues, spiritual issues. You got to go through all those.
Yes.
Okay?
And I did. My father gave me a lot of pain. I was his whipping post.
Yeah. Well, like I said before, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go, because your dad will feel all his own stuff. What happens when a person passes away, crosses over, they actually go through what you call a life review. And that life review shows them what all the bad things they've done to people and all the good things they've done to people, and they will feel all those people's emotions, and they will go through the teachings. And then they will come and see you eventually and say, you know what, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize what I've done wrong. So that's how we go through all our life. We learn new things all the time. Never hate your sister for what she's done. Just take a deep breath and just keep on chugging through with it. That's the only thing you can do.
Yes, and my mother's medical records?
Who's got your mom's medical records?
I got them.
Okay. Make sure you have them with you when you go to court. Okay? But I would say your best off to do is to continue on doing more research on your mom, and I would still check and see if there's actually a safety deposit box, something that your mom may have had, because I still feel there's more things that are not even, that have not turned up yet, and I don't think your sister's got them either. So this is actually a little more of a little bit of detective work you got to do.
Yes, I'm really impressed with you. I really am. You really got the gift.
Well, thank you. So check it, work it out, and see what you can do. Let me know how things work in the next few weeks.
Yes.
Or even September.
Yes. Blessings and light to you always.
Okay.
Thank
you. Take care.
You too.
Okay,
thank you,
bye-bye.
White Cloud. Bye.
Wow. We get situations like this. Hard to explain how it works, but it just comes out that way. It's absolutely phenomenal. Okay, so I'm a researcher of science, and I'm studying the new energy source in collaboration with the Science Journal in Canada. Now I'm pumping up knowledge of physics from Akashic records, physics of health, the psychic medium, the way is as below. Ask me a question of physics. I don't know what that means. Guys, there's a lot of new things. Okay, anyways, anyone was calling for messages from Spirit, I'm here with you to share messages with you. And also like to thank those that are actually in the Health Talk chat room. Those are actually also in the BBS radio chat room. And also our people on the Ustream.tv. Yes, I'm here live, actually here on BBSradio.com. That's BBSradio.com. And these numbers are toll-free. When you do call in these numbers, actually those are listed on the PalTalk room, and as well, as you know, those are actually in the BBS Radio chat room. Give me a call. If you actually want to ask any kind of question besides just mediumship, maybe something else you want to talk about, I don't mind having a chat with you regarding what that is all about. Okay. And I'm just looking it through here. I also like to welcome people from up in my old stomping grounds of Winnipeg, Manitoba. That's where I was born in Brandon, Manitoba. And I did that. I lived there, and I did crazy work things there. Hang on. My wife, she closed the door. Thank you. So it's like I said before, there are people out there that go through all types of investigations and dealing with parents, loss of parents. I dealt with that myself. My sister did the same thing. She was messing with mom stuff and my father's stuff after they passed away, and a lot of things went missing and couldn't find it. And I knew she had them, and even though we had executors that took care of it, because my mom and dad both applied for executors, and yet my sister refused to even acknowledge them, and she started taking things a little bit sneakily, quietly out the door, and they caught her in the act, and they told her, if you don't return it back, you'll be charged. And it is a federal offense, folks. You will be charged. So even you may think it's your mom and dad's stuff, and if your parents do have an executor of the will, you cannot touch the possessions unless your parents have given those executors the permission to give you those items. That's the way things are. It is an offense. I'm not sure if it is in the States, but I do know this. If it is in Canada, it is in the United States. And so these things do happen. And let's see what else is happening out there. Also, if my son is listening to the show, call me, son. Check it out and see how my granddaughter is doing. She's a cutie. And what else is there? Any other territories? Yeah, it's been a hot day. Oh, my God. The weather isn't strange. Yesterday was even hotter than it was today, I'm sure. I got majorly sunburned. I'm sure you guys can see that. My back is just burned. I'm burned. But I love being burned. Not to get burned by someone else, but I do love getting burned. I know very well because, you know, you stick that vinegar all over you and you smell like a French fry. A little bit of chips of that. Yeah, but it does work. I'm out in the back and I'm doing a lot of building. Keeps me busy. And that's how things work out in this area. Also, last week, we did... let's see, there's some people over here before I talk about last week. There's no sound in here? Yes, there is. You guys, folks, please turn on the sound. Yes, there is, the sound. Hello? Click, click. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
I'm still in here. I'm listening to your podcast.
I'm sorry?
I'm listening to your broadcast. I'm still here.
Oh, you still Frank?
Yes, my name is Frank. I'm still here. I'm just...
Oh, you haven't left the room yet.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm very surprised. I'm overwhelmed with the reading I had right now.
Oh. Well, you got to hang out so other people can call in.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Okay, do you have a podcast on this?
A podcast that, you know what, I'm not sure, but you can actually contact BBS Radio. I'll give you the phone number to contact our boss, my producer. You got the number? Here it is. It's 530-876-9146. And we are based out of California.
Okay.
Up in Paradise. Yeah, man, you know what? I'm surprised that in those areas, California got the major fires. And
yep.
Surprised there's no Smokey the Bear. Okay, thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you very much, and blessings.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everyone is amazed to listen in. Yeah, I don't know if we got podcasts. I guess I never even checked on that. We have to ask our boss that. If Don Newsom is there, he can always tell the whole world, are we on podcast? You can let the rest of the world know. A lot of people are asking. Inquisitive listeners are wanting to cure. Now, what do you got here? And someone says there's no sound in here. Well, let's see. I've got the sound on. Push to talk. Oh, I know it is. I got a caller calling in. You got a caller calling in?
Hello.
Hello.
Derek.
Yes.
It's Joanne from Winnipeg.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm phoning to thank you.
Oh, thank me, what I do.
Well, I phoned in a while back to tell you about my dream about the three eagles.
Yes.
And you told me that that the message will come, to be patient.
Yeah.
I got the message. I got the message.
So what was your message?
We had a loss in our family, June 17th. I don't know if you've been on, have you been on the Dale's website?
No.
I posted a blog there.
No.
Yeah, I posted a blog there.
Okay.
Anyway, we had a loss in our family, June 17th. My cousin passed away.
Okay.
And the day of his memorial, I had my cousin, his sister, and I had smudged a prayer packet, and I was going to take that out to the cemetery to place on the shrubbery at the foot of my grandmother and grandfather's grave site, because that's where he was being buried, his ashes. But anyway, that day, what had happened was we got into the church, and we were all sitting down.
His name is
Tommy? Everybody was... Pardon me?
His name is Tommy?
I can't hear you.
Is his name Tommy?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway,
Or Thomas?
He, I'm sorry?
Or Thomas, Tommy Thomas?
Yep, that
okay.
was him. And, things just started to start building up. I could feel things building up. And I turned to my sister and I said, somebody's coming. And so we were sitting there, and then all of a sudden I got this emotion just whelming over me. And after I had done the smudging in the morning, I knew something big was going to happen, and it surely did. Creator sent my three eagles to me.
Wow.
And they were my dad, my grandmother, my grandfather, and they were taking Tommy to his healing place.
Yeah, he needed that.
Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you, because you did tell me to be patient, and as usual, I'm not.
You know, while you're here, I did a show last week regarding the residential school program.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you ever go through it yourself?
Did I ever what?
Did you ever go through residential school?
No, I didn't, but I have a feeling my grandmother did.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
You feel that they did not talk about it?
The only thing she talked about was she was combing my hair one day. My hair was quite long, and she was commenting that her hair had been long at one time too when she was a young girl. And she said that when she went to school, the nuns cut it. And her mom was very, very angry. So
cool.
I think she did go to residential school.
Yeah, that's true.
But we can't prove it. I don't have the means to go in and look up look up the names and whatnot. And I don't know exactly. She was born in St. Rose de Lac in that area. So I don't know whereabouts.
All you have to do is to go to the residential school registry.
Mm-hmm.
All of, like, it's of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, all that. And you can actually do the registry, and you can actually find your grandmother's name in there.
Oh, okay.
Got to do. There's a reason why your family can get compensation. From the
I know. It's
everyone
nice.
Has
it's
applied
nice.
For it to get compensation. Even I applied for it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd want to, because I think I'd have a big to do.
You are what you call there's a name for that. I wish my friend's on here. I hope Dale's listening. It's like a residue of the family. Like once a grandparent or parent or children are affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's a compensation package that goes to the family.
So it's like they average between $14,000 and $20,000 that are given to the family for compensation of ease of pain. So if your grandmother has passed, the government is supposed to give that to the next of kin if your grandmother has crossed over, because it's still considered as a mandatory federal gift, so to speak. It's mandatory.
Well, I would check it out.
Even for a case of history for your family, because there are people out there right there today that have never applied, and like you said, they may not have acknowledged their grandmother, but they have to, because my best friend, Dale, his mother was not acknowledged, and yet she went through the same thing. Now, Dale sent me, wrote up the letter about what his mother had done. She actually told Dale what had happened to her. Dale sent me that letter. I'm actually one of the members. I'm actually one of the elders of the Residential School Recovery Program here in Vancouver, in West Van. And I'm one of the volunteer counselors. So they got me on call to work with the Métis. So that's what they do. They call me, and then I go to the site, whoever I have to work, do some healing work with, and to sit and listen to them and help them with their healing process, because these programs are not provided by the federal government. All the federal government wants to do is to give you money and apologize. And I always tell people, is, you know, whenever there's drug and alcohol counseling involved, what I do as well when I travel, and I always ask the people in the circle, one, were you a recipient of residential school? And if they said yes, did you get your compensation package? Yes, and did it help you heal when you got the package? And they said no. But all it did is further them into more alcohol and drugs until they used it all up. But it's not as much the idea that everybody wants the money. What they really wanted was just the apology and acknowledgement of saying, look, you know what, I went through this abuse, you know, and that should be compensated on account of this part here. But just the idea that person should come forward, what they've done to them and abuse.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are still angry. I mean, yes, they're accepting some of the apology. Some people out there are accepting and saying, well, you know, this is all that the federal government can do. But there's more to it, because we're missing a few people. The Catholic churches, they did not apologize. They refused to.
That is my point.
And this is a major part that has never been taken care of. Now they have to be taken care of.
Yep.
So there's still a lot
of... Yep, that is my point exactly. The church has not apologized yet, and I don't think the healing can begin until then.
No, I mean, they try. Everyone still tries to focus on that healing. I mean, I've heard some people say, well, they need to get over it. Well, you know what? You go through years of abuse. You're regimented not like a soldier. This is worse. You're regimented and abused, physically, sexually, mentally abused. And then you wonder why you're messed up growing up, becoming an alcoholic and drug user?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people went through other sexual abuse, and so this is what happens. And so what we're trying to do, what I am doing, is helping them find that loving path, learning to love themselves again. And you know what? You are a human being. You are who you are. You deserve this right to be in this place. You deserve to be better in what you do, but you need to make those intentions for yourself as well. You can't be like a psychologist and psychiatrist and say, well, this is going to cost you for X amount of points to see if you're really that crazy or not. That isn't how it works. It's just that it's the intention of how we live our life. And I find it's interesting, because it's not just with the Native community, it's also all across the world. There's so many churches that actually had done a lot of major abuse, even to people of South Africa, or in Africa, as well as New Zealand, Australia, and those areas. The Aborigines were also went through the same type of abuse as they did here in Canada.
Yeah.
We are the only country that actually received the apology.
From a government?
From the government, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Right?
Well, that's good on the government's part, but now we need to hear from the church.
Yeah, that's true. We need to hear from the church.
Yeah.
church out there, or you need to apologize?
All right, my friend.
Okay,
I
will
say.
My dear, I'm glad you got your message for the Three Eagles.
Yes.
Keep up the good work. And also, when I do come up, I do seriously want to come up in the old territory again, because it is my old stomping ground.
Okay, I'll give you a tour.
But I have been to Thunderbird Lodge. At least I haven't. I don't think I haven't. But I want to go there and see what's going on in the old territory.
Yeah.
Has the city changed much?
No. No.
I let the folks know out there, folks, you won't believe it. When I left Winnipeg in 1968, 69, around there, around that time. I left Winnipeg, and I remember Winnipeg quite well. When I went back to Winnipeg, it looked as if it actually fell asleep, and nothing actually changed. Hardly anything even changed. All it is that people just got older, that's all.
Oh, there has been a few changes, Derek.
Oh,
you know the Starlight? Yeah, you know the Starlight Theater on Main Street?
Yeah.
No longer there.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, three of those buildings alongside of it are gone, too.
That place was majorly haunted.
Yeah.
And they probably got so scared they had to tear it down.
Well, some of the wall fell down by itself. And, I mean, there wasn't even any protection around it. It just, the wind just blew it over. So, and, I mean, that building was 100 years old. So that tells you what happened to the mortar in between the bricks.
Wow. That must have been probably a giant invisible or a giant, ghost, Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah.
You don't see him around anymore either.
No. No. Well, when you come to Winnipeg, I'll take you to Thunderbird House.
Love to.
Okay, then.
Say hi,
talk to you later. More. I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah, it's good to get those answers, confirmations from people. I do enjoy it. And, yes, my heart goes out to your family, Joanne. I just opened up this just now, the healing journey of your cousin, Tommy. Wow. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, so we have another caller calling in.
Yes.
Yes. Can you speak up a little louder? Where are you from and what's your first name?
My first name is Mary and I'm calling from California.
Mary from California. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. I have a question.
Yes, my dear.
I have a choice to move between either to Florida or just stay on in California. What do you think would be better for me?
From Florida or where?
Or to stay on here in California.
I'm being told to stay.
Stay
in California.
Here? Okay.
Why I'm saying this, because this is my being told that there's going to be a little upheavalness, uneasiness of waters rising in Florida.
Ah.
You don't want to be there.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know when.
Right near the water.
And for some reason, you're not supposed to be there in
Florida.
You have to be in this area. But the interesting part of it is, I'm seeing you, now, either be working in a nightclub, or that somehow there's a nightclub involved here, and you're on stage singing with someone.
Really?
What's this all about?
What's that?
Unless you're doing karaoke.
That's probably more like it.
But there's this particular place that's something important to for you in California.
I don't like California. I've been trying to get out of it ever since I got here.
You don't like California?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It's not my place. You know how some places you just feel comfortable?
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Europe, from England.
Oh, from England?
Yeah. But I've been in America for a long time.
You've been here a long time?
Yeah, long time in America. I've lived in Ohio and in California. basically, and Europe, of course. Every now and then I get fed up of being here and I go back to Europe.
Yeah, well, your accent, you're losing your, a little bit your European accent.
Oh, yes, I've done lost it, as they say here. Well, thank you.
I mean, European accents are good to have. I got a kick out of some people. I actually, one time, I talked to a lady up in Australia, from Australia. And I said, well, I love your accent. She got really upset with me. She says, I don't have an accent. You do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we think like that. Yeah, I don't know why I'm stuck in California, but I've been back for 14 years now.
Yeah.
And every time I try to leave, something happens and I'm pulled back here. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you will have a huge success in life here in California.
Huh. Okay.
Okay? And you just never gave it a chance yet. You got to be very patient. Now, I've got a lot of people that always come back and call me up and give me confirmations and said, you know, whatever I've told them, these things do happen. And I'm just told what I'm to hear, and I tell you exactly what I get.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do for work?
Sorry?
What do you do for work?
Oh, what do I do for work? I'm in the medical field.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're going to do something very very interesting. If you're involved with, say, traditional medicines in that way, I recommend that you learn more about it.
Okay.
Okay. Because you will be called upon, you will be very, very busy to do this kind of work in this world. You also need to seriously consider sitting down and writing a book.
Okay.
Because you have a little bit of these thoughts in your head that you haven't really cleared up your mind with.
Uh-huh.
You need to work on your relationship a little bit more because I feel like it's a little bit dull.
Okay.
Okay. What's going on with the guy that you're with?
I'm not with any guy, actually. I don't have a relationship.
You're not, you don't have any guy?
No.
Okay. You need to work on that, too.
I think I've sort of given up at this point, you know.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
I'm too old to even tell you how old I am.
Just give me a good number.
50.
You're 50.
Right.
50.
Correct.
I'm older than you.
Oh my goodness, your picture
is
way younger.
And there's a lot of women out there that are still that are 50. They got more boyfriends now than they ever had before.
Wow. Well, I don't know how they do it.
You just have to make the intention to do it. To meet them.
I need to go out. I don't go out. You know, I go to work.
Don't be afraid.
Okay. I am very afraid.
Don't be afraid. You know, here's one of the things that a lot of people have a tendency in doing. Especially women. They always worry, and guys too, I guess, they always worry how that person can respond to them if they even told them they have an inkling of loving them.
Uh-huh.
Or that they want to get a little more serious.
Right.
You know what it is? We were raised by having fear, thinking that we cannot do things for ourselves. And you know what? You're not your mother. You're not your father. Nor your grandparents. You are you. You can make your own decisions. Don't be afraid how people respond back to you the way you are to say or feel about them. If you want to say something, say it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them how you feel.
Because I do, and it always gets me trouble.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't always get you in trouble. You tell them how you feel, because the way what happens is, at least, if it gets you in trouble, you move on with it. You walk away and say, well, I'm done with that one. I'll go for the next thing.
Right, right.
Right?
Okay.
Why sit and wait and stoop and fearfully wait for someone thinking you may have a chance, as you would think? This way here, you know you have a better chance just doing and getting it done. You
right.
know, like typical cable guy, you know, get her done. Right? You go out there and find that guy and get her done.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me quickly ask you, thank you. Let me ask you what's the problem with the water in Florida, because I have family that live there.
What's the problem with the water? It's not the idea with the water. It's going to rise.
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
When do you see that happening?
Hurricane, probably around the, around, say, by mid-July to even around July, August, the water's going to rise again. You're looking at a hurricane.
Wow. You mean like there was a few years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even, I don't watch the weatherman. I am told what I'm what I hear.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Because, okay. I mean, some people that are, like, for example, you can watch the news and say, well, we have some chance that this is going to happen, and you look at it, and the next day it doesn't happen.
Right,
so you don't
right.
listen to that part. You listen to what spirit guides you to say or to hear, okay. and they will tell you how it's going to happen.
Can you see my spirit guide? Do you know who it is? Do I have more than one or just one?
You actually have a man. And that's funny the way it says he's a man. And this man is Irish. He's actually from Europe. He's got an Irish accent.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually originally, my grandfather was Irish on my maternal side.
Okay. That's why you probably have someone from Ireland that's on your side.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing here inside my head because I hear the word Irish Spring, you know, that commercial.
Yeah, right.
I strongly feel that there is someone in your family or someone you may have known in your past lives that actually is around you. That person's in your life and to watch over you. You also have a female on the side as well.
Uh-huh.
And your grandmother is also with you, too. This
Which
is your
I
mom.
Have on my mother's side or my maternal
your mom's
maternal?
Side.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she loved me a lot.
Yeah.
I was her favorite grandchild.
Yeah. You also, I'm being told here, too, that either you saw a little girl when you were young, or you saw, or I'm not sure if you lost a little girl, but I'm going to say I'm getting here a little girl in your life that's in spirit around you. She's around 8 to 10 years of age.
Huh. I wouldn't know who that is.
Okay.
But I love children, so I'm not surprised that I would have a child, you know, spirit around me.
She's around you about 8 to 10 years of age. She's in this house. I'm not sure if you lived in this particular house, but I'm showing a two-story home, as if
oh
I'm outside God. The city.
Huh.
And either you were either in this house and walked through it with someone or family or visited, like a farm, so to speak, but when you're in the house, the little girl followed you.
All right.
And she's been with you ever since.
Well, I've seen spirits in this. When I first moved into this apartment, they used to just materialize, but then it all stopped. So I stopped seeing everything.
Yeah. But she's around you all the time.
Awesome. Yeah, the more kids, the better. It makes me happy to have children around me.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. Well, thank you so much. You're just
You're
an awesome, awesome person. Thank you again. Yeah. You have a great evening.
You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I almost hung up the phone, guys. Funny. Yeah. Now, if you guys want to get a reading, give me a call. And we've been doing some of the calls here. We're about to come to close in our show. And those of you who are, I'll be on here. Now, our guest next week is Joanne Giroux, who also works as an alternative health practitioner. She works with the people that all dealt with cancer, Hep C, AIDS, viruses. And also she will be talking about health alternatively as well. So if you guys are dealing with some sunburns or some bad scars in your body or certain things you want to take care of, keep those in mind. Next week we're going to have Joanne Giroux on, and looking forward to having you guys be part of it. So, anyways, in the meantime, in between time, I'm about to close, folks. Take care. This is Derek Westcott Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio. Take care out there, folks, and be safe. Bye.